60 years ago today, President Dwight Eisenhower signed the Federal Highway Act of 1956. It was the birth of the interstate highway system, a 47,000-mile network designed to ease crowded, crumbling roads in post-war America. At the time, it was pitched as one of the most ambitious public works projects ever.
Most of these roads will be 4, 6, even 8-lane expressways constructed for through traffic. They will take the over-the-road driver from city to city, coast to coast, at highway speeds, even through large population centers.
Well, 60 years later, the interstates are overworked and under-maintained. And joining us now is Will Wilkins. He's the executive director of TRIP, the National Transportation Research Group that published a study this week on the state of American interstates. Will, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jeremy. A pleasure.
Well, and remind us about the vision, the original vision for the interstate system back in the 50s.
Well, perhaps it started when then-Lieutenant Dwight D. Eisenhower went on a convoy trip from Washington, D.C. to San Francisco in 1919. And that trip took 62 days. And I just looked on MapQuest yesterday to see what it would take to drive today, and that's about 45 hours. So he provided strong support for building it so that it would improve traffic safety, reduce travel times, and improve the nation's economic productivity. President Eisenhower also saw what the Autobahn did for Germany during World War II. And so when he signed that legislation in 1956, it was actually called the Dwight D. Eisenhower National System of Interstate and Defense Highways, so that it would also play a defensive role for us if there were any attack on the United States.
And at this point, the interstate highways carry about 25% of the vehicle traffic in this country, and the number of cars on the roads have gone up from 65 million to 260 million now. Were the people who planned the interstate highways expecting this kind of growth?
I don't think so. I think the world has changed quite a bit since that vision in 1956. And our population has increased from 91% from roughly 168 million to 321 million today. So it's kind of hard to be able to project that kind of growth.
Which brings us to another thing that your report gets into and something that we hear about and report on a lot, which is that the maintenance situation, the backlog on these highways is very poor.
Well, the current backlog of needed improvements is roughly $189 billion. $59 billion is needed to improve pavement conditions, $30 billion to improve bridges, and another $100 billion for needed system expansion. And a lot of it is to the fact that the motor fuel tax is not keeping up with the needed repairs. It was last raised in 1983,
right,
and it's 18.4 cents. When the Interstate Act was passed, it was a 3-cent gas tax increase. And if you would have indexed that for inflation, that would be about 26 cents today. So we're not even letting our motor fuel tax keep up with needed repairs.
Several years ago, I drove from Los Angeles to New York and took the southern route across the country and then came up, you know, from Atlanta up through Washington, D.C. And one of the things I noticed was I didn't hit a single toll until I got to D.C., and then it was toll all the way up the East Coast. Why are there so many more tolls, seemingly, in the eastern part of the country than, you know, Los Angeles? You can drive around and never pay a toll.
Well, Los Angeles was famous for coining the phrase freeway.
Right.
Here in the East Coast, some of the highways that went into the interstate system were already toll roads, like the Pennsylvania Turnpike, the New York State Thruway. I think you're going to see more tolling in the future with the gas tax not being raised, because that's one way to improve the system. And I think you'll find that many of the toll roads are actually in better shape because they're raising enough money to make the needed repairs and improvements.
I have to, before I let you go, give a shout out to where I am in Boston and the Big Dig, which
right.
I know everyone hated while it was happening, but quite frankly, it's completely revitalized the entire downtown. And I wonder, do you think other cities are going to take that lesson and say, you know what, it's not easy to do, but doing it really provides great benefits for people to put the highway underground?
That is probably an ideal way to go, but right now we're not spending enough just to maintain the system we have. So until there's some form of a motor fuels tax or some other sustainable form of funding for the Federal Highway Trust Fund, I think we're going to have a very difficult time just maintaining the system as it is today.
That's Will Wilkins, the executive director of TRIP, a National Transportation Research Group, joining us on the 60th anniversary of the signing of the Federal Highway Act of 1956 by President Dwight Eisenhower. Will Wilkins, thank you.
My pleasure, Jeremy. Thank you.